we need the work. There was two of the little girls that just got a day apiece a week. Well, I said, honey, you just don't know what it means to me to get to come back since my husband went away, to get to see people and everything like that. And you know, those girls, after I got hurt, they have never gotten but just that day apiece a week. That's the day that each of the ladies are off.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry they didn't get the word, but I'm glad they don't hold that against me that they felt like that I was too old.
Yeah.
And they've told me since I've been here, and what did I get out of Nashville, Mr. Head man came out to see me, and he said, now, Miss, we're getting things ready for you to go back. Back in the store. I said, Mr. Bingley, I'll never work another day. It is wonderful. I'm crippled. I'm another year older. And I don't never. He said, oh, you can work 2 days a week. Well, I will. Well, and what did I get for Christmas out of Nashville? But a big box of candy. Right, directed to me here at the hospital. And I'm so grateful for those things. But as I say, so many things that happened has made a bigger personality that I
can.
It helped me as well as, you know, knowing that I never had a fuss with a clerk. And I know Miss said to me, she said, Miss Bessie and I often talk about it, that maybe in a lot of things, we didn't treat you right. Well, I said, Miss cried. It's been since I've been hurt. Well, I said, honey, I don't remember when you all didn't do me all right. And I didn't. I didn't take exceptions. I can remember one sale one morning. We had rules. That's several years back. And my boss said, if you see you're going to miss a sale, cut a dollar off of the price.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular morning, a lady, a girl, they were new people here. Her father had gone in the store. And my husband had worked a little with them. So this girl said to me this morning, that morning she came by and she said she wanted to try on some dresses, and I found a dress she liked. And she said, now, Miss, I said, honey, we're supposed to have on a layaway is $1 a down on it. Well, she said, I'll come right by this afternoon. And I said, well, that'll be all right. I'm sure it'll be all right. So I sold her the dress. And these were new people that had gone into this grocery store there out of Nashville. And so this lady that I had worked with, she and I had worked together all these years, I told her what I did. I said, Mabel, I said, the little girl, I told her the name of the little girl, she bought the dress and I laid it away, and she did not have a dollar to pay down on me. But I said, she'll be by this afternoon to get the dress and bring the money.
Mm-hmm.
And she never said a word. This clerk didn't. You know what she did? Her sister-in-law, now this girl is a fine girl. I've worked with her and everything like that. Oh, she'd been there 2 years before I was. I said, oh, Mabel, I said, Mr. Clemenson, there are new people here. And I said, oh, I don't know. But what she did when her sister-in-law came in, she went upstairs on the balcony and got that dress and sold it to her sister-in-law. Now think of it. Never said a word to me about it. So after Dimple left, she says, I sold that dress you hung back for Wanda this while ago, and I got $1 more for it. Oh, I said, Mabel, I said, you could hang something on that balcony that you had sold, and it could hang there, honey, for 1,000 years, and I'd never bother with your sales. That was all I said. And so when Mr. Loftus, that was the boss, and came in, I don't know whether she told him or I told him. I believe she told him. Well, he just thought that was awful. And he says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, we'll see. But the girl came for her dress. And I had to tell her what had happened. And so her father said, now, we'll never trade another dime in there. That's the last